Friday night in the Ruth N. Halls Theater, Nine the Musical opens. It's a musical with a book by Arthur Coppett, music and lyrics by Maury Yeston. It's based on an Italian play inspired by Federico Fellini's Eight and a Half. I'm George Walker, and our guests are the single adult male in the cast, John Armstrong, and one of the many women in the cast, Margot Jandreau. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you. Our pleasure.
John, I understand that this is a series of nines for you.
It is. This is my ninth production with director George Penny. This is my ninth year of college, and the show is called Nines. So I think three nines is good luck, I think.
I would say so. Margot, people haven't had quite as many opportunities to see you as John. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from New Rochelle, New York.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my last show at IU as well. I'm a graduating senior.
Now, we mentioned that there are 22 women in this particular production, but I see that you're one with a particular name, Lillian Lefleur.
Yes. I play his French producer, who's kind of the money behind the project. She used to be the owner of the Folies Bergères in Paris, which is kind of a burlesque theater, and so she's a diva with a lot of attitude, and she has a lot of fun, gets to wear a boa. It's exciting.
Now, the notes on this say that actually, despite the fact that there are 22 women, there are five who are really prominent in this, John.
Mm-hmm.
Who are these young ladies, or ladies of various ages and characters?
There's Guido's wife and his two love interests outside of his marriage, Lillian Lefleur, who has a special relationship, and his mother also. And Guido in general is a character who has lost his muse. He's lost his creative inspiration, and he seeks other outlets to find it. So he's not so much a womanizer as you might think, but just kind of a lost figure who's seeking inspiration.
Margot, as you're working with Guido, who's, you know, to some degree coming into a 40-year crisis here,
right,
and perhaps has lost inspiration, are there particular wisdoms that you bring to your part?
Well, I think Lillian Lefleur's character is more of she's very interested in the musical spectacle aspect of theater, and she gets very frustrated with Guido and his inability to produce a film on budget on time. And she has given him an extensive amount of money and is expecting results. And so she's kind of the antagonist, in one of many antagonists for Guido, with it giving him a deadline, giving him an ultimatum. And so that's kind of the role that Lefleur plays in this whole.
Margaret Jandreau, she's one of a number of women in the musical Nine that opens this week at the Ruth Ann Halls Theater. John, Margot was talking a little bit about her role and the fact that she's a bit of an antagonist. As you're working as an actor, when you have a person who's supposed to be an antagonist, does this shape to some degree your role?
Absolutely. Well, any acting teacher will tell you that half of acting is reacting. So depending on what your scene partner is giving you, it'll help create and mold your scene and what you bring to the scene. So it's interesting that in most scenes, a lot of the scenes in the show, Guido is the driving force. But Lillian Lefleur is such a domineering figure that when she's on stage, she commands a lot of attention. So she kind of puts Guido in his place because she is the money and she can, as we see in the show, make things rough for him. So, when you have a scene partner who is like that, it creates a nice little dramatic dance on stage, you could say.
John Armstrong, the scene partner of Margot Jandreau, they're appearing in the musical Nine. It opens in the Ruth Ann Halls Theater, performances this Friday and Saturday, and then the next week as well. Showtime at 7:30. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.